In this episode of The Cole Memo, I speak to Lori Nanny, a hemp operator in the state of Tennessee. Tennessee has recently had a crackdown introduced on hemp, something that we've seen in many states that have had hemp programs. Notably, though, this crackdown would only affect Tennessee hemp farmers, from what I understand. It would not prevent the purchase of hemp from online retailers. So Tennesseans would still be able to purchase hemp. They just would no longer be able to purchase it from a local Tennessean. That's what I think makes this crackdown particularly remarkable and worth covering. This is The Cole Memo. I'm your host, Cole Preston. Every episode is released in audio, video, and transcript formats. To find the transcript, audio, or video version of any episode, please refer to the description of the episode that you're listening to now. Within that description, you can find a link that will take you to our website, which will display the transcript for this episode and the platforms where you can find this episode in audio or video formats. If you're unable to locate the episode description on whichever platform you're listening from, simply take note of the episode number and visit thecolememo.com. Once again, if you simply take note of the episode number and visit thecolememo.com, in the top right-hand corner, there is a new search bar. If you type in the number of the episode, from there you can find the corresponding episode, and then you'll be able to access the audio, video, and transcript version of that episode. You might also find any links that we referenced during the episode so that you might be able to do your own research. If you're not listening to this episode of The Cole Memo on Patreon, then you are listening to this episode later than our patrons. To become a patron, go to thecolememo.com/Patreon. It's a great way to support our show. One of the best ways to support our show is absolutely free. Subscribe to or follow our show. Leave us a positive review from wherever you're listening to us from. Favorite this episode, give it a thumbs up, or leave a comment. Your engagement and support is appreciated. Today is March 5th, 2024. Enjoy this episode of The Cole Memo. Thank you, Lori, for sitting down with me today. Lori, I am going to display your website right now and give you the space to introduce yourself to my audience. Lori, tell us who you are and what you do.
I am the owner of Tokers Inc. in Maryville, Tennessee. We are a hemp company. We sell only THC products that are hemp derived. We make sure that all of our products are clean, heavy metals, solvents, pesticides, all that kind of stuff. We've always made sure that our products were clean. And yes, it's Tokers Inc. in Maryville, Tennessee. And we're dealing with the same kind of issues you all are in Illinois with trying to keep our products legal.
Yeah. So let's take a step back and talk like, I just want to talk about like how you got into this, because this is kind of what makes this story so interesting. Hemp is a great opportunity and it's pretty easy to get into the business, right?
Yeah. I mean, I owned a crane service before this. I was born with one arm, so I only have one hand. I've had two spinal fusions. I've had pain and I was on gabapentin and tizanidine for years. Actually, my children started researching the Delta 8 and was like, "Mom, you need to try this." And I was, okay, you know, got a hold of some bad products, got a hold of some good products. But what I generally came is this is a much healthier option than prescription medications in most cases. And it does exactly what it's supposed to without the addictive properties that pharmaceuticals have. So I eventually tried the products, liked them, opened my own store in Alcoa, Tennessee. Last year they passed bill number SB0578 or 0378, excuse me. And that made THCA, Delta 8, HHC, all of the hemp derived cannabinoids legal in our state. Well, then they turned it over to the Ag Department, Tennessee Agriculture Department. And from their ruling, they are trying to change the definition of hemp, so that they don't have to, they don't have to do their job and don't have to come into the retail stores and don't have to do any of this. It would be much easier if it was just illegal. I believe that Tennessee is in the same process of probably legalizing cannabis in our state. And so anyway, after they passed the bill saying it was all legal, I invested $100,000 cash, not credit. All of my savings, put it into a new store, expanded, thought everything was great. I was safe. And then they came up with all this new stuff on December 18th of last year, as stating that this is going to go into effect July 1st of 2024 if we don't do anything about it. So we're working with the Cultivate Tennessee and Tennessee Agriculture Department to see if we can. We're hiring attorneys. Or the Tennessee Hemp Coalition, excuse me, and they're hiring attorneys to fight this. Ag Department still has not given their final ruling, so we're waiting in this state. Everyone is pending. I also just wanted to share something really cool. Give me one moment.
Yeah.
I had this made for me. Isn't that cool? It's a
Wow, that
bong
is very
arm.
cool. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's glass. Isn't that cool? I had one of my glass blowers paint it, but yeah, it's been like a constant up and down. We just don't know what's going to happen from one day
Yeah.
to the next.
That's insane. And I guess just to put a finer point for my listeners that might be listening from a legal state like Illinois or Colorado or California. The thing about South Carolina, if I could just put a fine point on it, is that cannabis, like you say, is not legal. Is there even medical in South Carolina?
We're in Tennessee,
Or sorry,
and
Tennessee.
no,
Tennessee.
medical cannabis is not legal here in this state at this point.
They
Right.
passed some forms.
They've passed it saying it's going to be legal, but no, it
And they
is
passed
not
some forms like
actually.
THC and
Yeah, it
CBD.
has to be below 0.3.
Gotcha. Yep, the Farm Bill. The
We
Farm
passed for
Bill.
seizures as well.
Yep, 2018 Farm Bill.
Yep. And this is the article that I actually ultimately found your name from, the headline for folks that want to check into it. Tennessee cannabis product industry worries. Could new regulations stop sales in the state? So, like I say, my apologies on bringing up South Carolina. I'm just thinking of southern states, so I got you all mixed up.
No,
But,
honey, you're fine. And that was the day that we actually went to protest this hemp coalition in Tennessee. We all drove to Nashville, and we were all, thank goodness they did a public forum and where they were actually listening to us. Let's just pray that it gets an appropriate outcome.
Right. I guess the fine point I was trying to put on it for folks that may not understand why this is such a big deal is not only is it allowing you to gain a livelihood and helping others, but that's that last part. It's helping people. It's giving them access to the cannabis plant. That's why
Yes,
this is a big
absolutely.
deal.
And honestly, it's gonna put me completely out of business. What they're doing in this state is gonna eliminate all concentrates, all dabs, all flower, most edibles. It is going to completely demolish the entire industry. I have probably 10, 12 people that actually work for me personally. All of those people are going to be out of a job. I surely will not have a job pretty soon if this goes into effect. No one knows what to do. We don't know if we're going to have a home in 30 days.
That's so crazy. And I'm so sorry you're dealing with this. And just to once again put a fine point on it, you would not work in it anymore because
It's
if
not going
this
to
went
leave.
into, if, I was going to say, starting
Yeah.
then, it would no longer be legal, right? You'd be a
Yes,
criminal.
absolutely. But yet it's okay for the liquor stores and everything out. I mean, honestly, it's the same thing. It is the exact same thing. Yes, it can put people where they have an altered state, but most responsible people, if they're drinking or smoking, do not do those things when they're driving a vehicle. I
And
mean,
if I could, one thing that I find interesting about this is that you can't eliminate the sale of cannabinoids. That's been proven. That has been proven even in states with Tennessee that before the Farm Bill existed, because you could still get weed in Tennessee. In fact, I've smoked weed in Tennessee.
they're not going
But
to stop. And that's what we told them. They are not going to stop smoking. They're just going to go to illegal spaces to get it, and it will be diced with fentanyl. I mean, and then these people are not dying because they want to die. They're dying because they're getting a hold of stuff that's tainted from different countries.
That's just it. That's what the point I was wrapping around to. It doesn't eliminate the sale of it. It eliminates people making, you know, a information-based purchase,
yes,
reading a label and saying, oh, hey,
make
I
sure
like
that
this.
These products are safe.
Right. Right. So it's pushing it into the underground. And here you are, you're wanting to comply. You're wanting to be safe. You're wanting to provide that information. And they seem to be saying no.
And last year, this is our third year fighting in this state. Last year, they also, July 1st of 2023, put a 6% tax on all CBD products. And we were happy to pay that if they would just leave us alone. And we have clearly done that. I think that they said that Tennessee brought in $6 billion in 6 months, but yet they're willing to walk away from it with no hesitation at all and just give up that money and cause people to not be able to access these products that are not dangerous.
Yeah.
As long as they're regulated, I have no problem, and I'm not against regulation. I think that every product should be tested. I think that every product should make sure that they're clean. I don't think you should be able to go into a gas station and purchase these items. I think that people should know exactly what they're purchasing before they purchase it. Regulations are not bad. Making this stuff illegal is.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. And I guess my last thought for you here, because, you know, you've really hit it out of the park. I really hope this is resonating with my listeners as much as it is with me. Do you have any hope that this can be overturned or changed?
I'm praying every day that they don't make this happen. I mean, what else can we do? I think that's a lot of money to walk away from. And there's going to be a whole lot of people out of jobs everywhere, from farmers to processors to retailers. These are a lot of families that are going to be hungry, because in the current economy that we're in, how can they justify this? I just don't understand it. I really don't.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's hope. I really don't. I pray every day that they come to their senses and do not make this in effect July 1st of 2024.
Yeah. I guess the only hope that I have, and I'm saying this for hopefully any Tennessean listeners right now that might be legal professionals, there have been many other states that have overturned these, what I'm going to call, crackdowns on hemp. And I hope that somebody listening might be able to do the same, God forbid, if these rules take place, right? I just want to plant that seed. So,
absolutely. Totally agree.
Well, Lori, any last thoughts, any bases we didn't cover today? Wanted to give you the space.
No, I think you did a great job. And like I said, thank you for bringing this and addressing this and bringing this to the forefront, because this is a really, really big deal. And this is going to affect a lot of people in numerous states. We still buy products from other states. And what they're trying to do now is actually make it where we can buy them from out of state, but we can't grow it. I mean, it makes, you know, even the ones you can transport it, but you can't grow it or you can't process it and you can't sell it in this state. It doesn't make any sense. But yet people can still go online and order their products online and have it delivered through the U.S. Postal Service. It makes no sense at all.
Wow. So they're just cracking down on local retailers.
Yes. They're cracking down on Tennessee, and you are still going to be able to purchase this stuff from out of state.
Wow. That is messed up.
Yeah, they're trying to kill our own farmers. It makes no sense.
That is messed up. This is my last thought on this. You just totally, I mean, this thought still applies, but wow, I did not realize how focused this crackdown was and how it still allows for the import of these products. I think that is maybe how they're trying to avoid a similar lawsuit that other states have. I'm just totally speculating. I'm not a legal professional.
I have no idea.
But that is crazy. The last thought I was going to end with, which again is really no different, I just wanted to say again, this is something I said on the phone call with you. This is just a weird case where the federal law is ahead of the state law. And some people will say, well, that's not what the people that wrote the Farm Bill intended. How do you know that, first of all? And second of all, I think intent aside, the wording of the law is the wording of the law. And to try and peel it back is just, well, it's a step back. So that's my last thought on this, you know.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with you. And it is, I mean, federal law, it's a federal law. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I don't yeah. understand how they can keep doing this.
Yeah. For the first time, we're recognizing parts of the cannabis plant. That's the way I like to say it, as an agricultural commodity.
Absolutely.
You know,
and it's a beautiful thing. It was given to us.
Right.
You know, we need to use it. I mean, get people off these pharmaceutical drugs that are so addictive and harmful with so many side effects.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Well, Lori, I'm going to keep in touch with you, and I'd love to have you on in the future. And hopefully the next time we talk, it'll just be like, oh, wasn't it crazy? We had to deal with that.
Let's pray. Cole, yes. You keep in touch, and I will update you as soon as we hear something on our law in this state.
Perfect.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you so much, sir.
Yep. Thank you. And folks, I hope you found as much value in this conversation as I did. We'll see you in the next episode of the Cole Memo. Take care. And don't forget to support your local farmers.